This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Didn't I say in the last segment that Solana's leaving early? Dan Day is going to fill in at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Solana never corrected me. I said that like three times. And I just looked at Jimmy right before we went on the air. And I'm like, Dan Day's not in. He's like, no, it's me. And I'm like, oh, I'll do headlines. But it was weird that Solana never corrected me on that.
You know, Solana, he
just wanted to slunk off.
He
was
prioritizes every opportunity over this show.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, by the way. I was just looking at Funky Buddha on Instagram. Hopefully you were able to watch the Panthers game there last night. They had the official Panthers watch party there last night. It was packed, always fun there. Friday at Funky Buddha, I see on Instagram. Happy hour 4 till 6:30. So they're in the throes of it right now. I've got a late night happy hour, 10 p.m. till close. They have a little poll up on their Instagram account. Your go-to Friday happy hour drink is, but they don't have Aperol Spritz listed. So it's a faulty poll because that would win by a mile.
You're keeping Aperol in business.
And it says they've got live music every Friday and Saturday this week. So Funky Buddha. That's from 7 till 10 p.m. Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. That's the place to be. I did tell you a little story, Crowder, regarding Funky Buddha and Ryan. So Lori and I went to watch the game with Ryan and Gianni. I have to tell you, I have a newfound respect for Ryan. We get out of the car, and I hear someone yell, help. And so we're walking in that direction. I see a guy running away, and then I get closer, and I see another guy laying on the ground. A lady crying, Ryan holding up a purse. These two guys ran up and tried to rob this older lady. And Ryan hit one of them and got the purse back. And so we're walking to the restaurant and Ryan doesn't say anything except that was crazy.
He stopped a robbery?
But that's not even the best part. So we go to sit down. Ryan goes to the bathroom and Lori turns to me and tells me, go make sure he's okay. So I go in there, he's already at the urinal, and I look over half expecting to see him wearing a cape. But no, I think I saw how Ryan knocked that guy down. I mean, I feel like I'm friends with Batman right now.
He got a Humpty Dumpty?
So I lost in our Wordle games. And I was required to read what he wrote for me there. None of that is true. He just wanted me to have to read that. Not one word of that is true. We just, he's on a good run in Wordle and Quartle and Dordle and Octordle. And he was like, I'm not taking your money anymore. And I'm like, if you're not playing, you're not playing, but I want to take your money. And he said, okay, I'll put up my 100, but instead of you paying me if you lose at the end of the week, I will write something for you to read during the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
I like this.
Never
man.
Said that I couldn't let the cat out of the bag though after I read it.
I'm in the parking lot. I'm playing this out of my head.
You can
you
see
cross
it.
Over the street. I'm watching and you walk up to the stairs. That was you laid it out right, but yeah, I was like, damn, Ryan.
I read it word for word, but it's pretty implausible at the end.
I don't know if Ryan got no slug, though. That's just...
It's pretty implausible at the end. I do have a newfound respect for him, though. He's on a heater when it comes to these word games. I kind of figured him out, though. You know, I sit down to play the word game. I take 5 minutes. I think of it like a game show. If he can't get the words in a couple of tries, he'll put it on pause. He'll come back a couple hours later, try again, you know. So I'm doing these games in 5 minutes, and he's dragging it out over 6-7 hours sometimes. And he's like, see, I beat you again. And I'm like, yeah, but you've done every possible combination, you know. So I think I'm on to him.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving up.
You know, that's a benefit of being rich.
Time.
You kind of take your time. Yeah.
And you get to fudge the rules that all the rest of the others have to play with, you know? I gotta play by the rules. I'm not at his level.
You talking about the rest of us. You want to hear a funny story that's true? Didn't even tell it. Just thought about it when you say I get on the plane to go to Green Bay. So we had to fly to Atlanta. Yeah, because we flew to Detroit to come back. Fly from Lauderdale to Atlanta, Atlanta to Green Bay. So Asia and myself, we went up there together. We get on the plane in Atlanta, and I always give Asia the first class seat, and I go get 27B. That's walk nice into first class. And I see Randall Cobb, and I know Randall Cobb. You know, I've known him for years, so I dap up Randall. I'm like, man, you going to Green Bay, going back home? He's like, man, that's not home, but I'm going up for the draft. I got some, you know, obligations. He's in 2B. I turn after talking to Randall. Shannon Sharp is sitting right there.
Oh, boy.
So Shannon, he looks up at me, and he's like, hey. I was like, man, what's up? I've met him. I've been on Nightcap before. So I know Shannon. So I've said, but this is when the day everything blew up. Like the next day, everything blew up.
You can't leave Asia alone in first class with him.
I text her. I said, don't get choked, because he wants to choke people. I text her as soon as I went back. But Asia sits down. So I give Shannon, I dap up Shannon, give him a high five. He says, man, see, I know you ain't going back there. You know, going back there, because he pointing to like the economy class. And the first thing popped in my mind, I wanted to say, no, Shannon, I'm going back there with the little girls that you mess with, the little 19-year-olds. But I couldn't, like, I really, my
too much.
Moral.
A little too much.
My moral compass wouldn't let me do it. But I had so much stuff on the tip of my tongue to say to him, when the first thing after what you're going through, you're going to say to me, I know you ain't going back there.
Right, right. You want to start throwing barbs right now?
You're
kind of a big target right now.
I was about to say, you want to go crazy? I got a lot of ammunition right now, but I didn't say it. And I said, and that's what made me think about it. I said, yeah, I sit back with normal people. You know, I'm a normal dude. I sit back there with normal people. And I went back to 13A wherever I was, and I enjoyed my flight.
Like the movie Us with the dad and the baseball bat. Oh, you want to get crazy? Because we can get crazy.
Man, it's so many responses that popped up in my head when he said, I know you ain't going back there. You're going to test me about something? A decision I made? But I let it go. And I think God appreciates me for that. That's why I'm going to heaven, VIP section.
Somebody texts in, any guy playing Wordle every day ain't got a hog. Yeah.
I agree with the texter on that. If I got extra anyway. seven, eight minutes in the morning, I'm not playing no games.
Oh, I can't wait. If my wife gave me a choice, morning sex or Wordle, Wordle every time.
Asshole, you gotta slide over there and rub that little hip.
I do. I try to get my Wordle words going. Anyway, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. So Lana's going to call the FIU softball game. I'll give you just a quick look here at the headlines. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durrell Hyundai. Dolphins drafted Kenneth Grant. And they've got picks number 48 and 98 tonight. Draft starts at 7 p.m., so less than 2 hours away. Cam Ward went number one overall to the Tennessee Titans. And in a nice gesture, Warren Moon has allowed the Titans to unretire his number one so that Cam Ward can wear it. Jags traded up. They got Travis Hunter at number two. So Crowder's friend Fred Taylor was very happy last night. That guy, I think, is going to be an NFL star. And we talked last hour to Chris Whittingham, talked about Inter Miami. They lost 2-0 last night. They've got FC Dallas Sunday, 5 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale. Ja Morant will miss game four against OKC. Panthers play tomorrow at 1 p.m. That's on 790 a.m. Heat and Cavs tomorrow also at 1 p.m. That's on 560 WQAM. And Matt Mervis and the Marlins are in action in Seattle tonight. May want to take a little flyer on a Matt Mervis ding dong. Weather is sponsored by DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 81 in Miami right now. Lows going down to 73 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 84. Low of 73.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Birds are, you know, expert hunters. They eat seeds.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I've been telling you about Eric Nunez's award-winning team at Durrell Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store. He's got his North Miami store moved up to the top at number two. So he's got the number one, number two highest volume Hyundai stores. It's where everyone is buying their Hyundais because they simply sell for less. They have thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, all priced below their competitors. No one has more in stock. No one sells for less, period. So if you're in the market for a vehicle of any type, why pay more? Save money, pay less at Doral Hyundai and North Miami Hyundai. That'll do it for us on this Friday. Everybody have a great and safe Friday night. Don't forget, Panthers on 790 a.m. tomorrow, Heat on 560 a.m. tomorrow. Everybody have a great and safe Friday night. Let's get a Mervis ding dong tonight. We will speak with you from the Amerant Bank Arena. El lunes.